From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, where Monday he stopped at several memorials to honor America's war dead. The naval base and surrounding airfields were targets of a surprise Japanese attack December 7, 1941. Tuesday, Mr. Abe will be the first Japanese leader to visit the Pearl Harbor Memorial above the sunken battleship Arizona. Jeffrey Horning, a research fellow at the Washington-based U.S.-Japan think tank Sasagawa Peace Foundation.
When it first broke, news was that he would be the first prime minister to ever visit Pearl Harbor. But in fact, in the recent weeks, we've learned that he will be the fourth prime minister. However, he will be the first prime minister to visit the Arizona.
Mr. Abe hopes to underscore today's strong U.S.-Japan alliance. He holds talks with President Barack Obama, who's vacationing in Hawaii. Horning acknowledges how little the current generation understands of the one-time animosity that separated the two countries.
A lot of the younger generation don't know the significance of Pearl Harbor, but given that these two countries were bitter rivals and enemies just within two, three generations ago, it's amazing that they have been able to come this far and reconcile their past histories.
A Japanese spokesman said Mr. Abe will not apologize for the Pearl Harbor attack. The visit follows an unprecedented trip to Hiroshima, Japan, in May by Mr. Obama, site of the dropping of the first atomic bomb in 1945. According to an unnamed official, Somalia's oft-delayed presidential election is being put off for a fourth time amid allegations of fraud and intimidation. The vote is set for Wednesday, but the official said it will likely be postponed until January 24. The country, racked by a jihadist insurgency and riven by clan rivalries, is supposed to swear in members of parliament Wednesday. This is VOA News. Russian divers and submersibles are searching for the so-called black boxes of the Tu-154 military craft that crashed Sunday, shortly after takeoff from Sochi on a year-end mission to Syria. All 92 people aboard, including dozens of members of the prestigious Red Army Choir, were killed on the aircraft.
Esprimo vive condoglianze.
Pope Francis Monday prayed for those who perished and called on God to console the families of the victims. While nothing has been ruled out, a preliminary assessment points to a technical malfunction or pilot error, not terrorism, as the cause of the crash. China is promising strong support for the African island nation of Sao Tome and Principe, which switched its allegiance from Taiwan to the mainland last week. The foreign ministers of both countries officially reestablished ties in a ceremony Monday in Beijing. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chongying welcomed the African country back to what she called the big family of China-Africa friendship. The impoverished former Portuguese colony off West Africa relies heavily on foreign assistance. Taiwan accused it of demanding an astronomical amount of financial aid. Turkey Monday said it wanted international air support for its assault on the Islamic State-held Syrian town of El-Bab. Ibrahim Kalin, a spokesman for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said the international coalition must carry out its duties regarding aerial support to the battle we're fighting in El-Bab. Not giving such support, he added, is unacceptable. Turkish-backed forces have taken increasing casualties in a weeks-long offensive to retake the town. In the northeast Nigerian city of Maiduguri, a repeated target of Boko Haram, a female suicide bomber, was the only fatality in an apparent attack on a cattle market in the Borno state capital Monday. The incident occurred in the Kasuwan Shandu market in the Kasuwa district. A second would-be female bomber was arrested. Indian police Monday said they arrested four men suspected of drugging and raping an American tourist at a New Delhi hotel earlier this year. Among the suspects are a tour guide and his associate, a driver and hotel employee. Dipendra Pathak is the New Delhi Joint Police Commissioner.
Delhi police will also seek the police remand custody for all these four accused for further custodial interrogation and further developing and collecting the evidences related to this case.
The suspects have denied the charges, the alleged April assault, the latest attack on female foreign tourists. Just days after the UN Security Council approved, with a U.S. abstention, a resolution criticizing Israel's settlement activity, President-elect Donald Trump chided the world body as sad. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.